with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, April 15th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday there were no sporting events that took place in Plymouth County. If something did get started, it didn't get finished, or it didn't even get started in the first place. Postponements, cancellations happening all over the place. However, we do have some sports results to bring to you, as we ran out of time on Monday to do so, talking about the Twin Rivers National Duels that took place this weekend in Des Moines. Girls wrestling competition where Lamar's community wrestler Kira Hesenius was able to compete for an Iowa high school all-star team. They called themselves the Patriot Pain Train and were able to take fourth place in the gold bracket, which was the overall championship bracket of the tournament. The team that Hesenius was on was able to sweep through their first rounds of 4-0 in that pool play, and then went 1-2 in the gold bracket, winning their first matchup and then losing the next two to finish in fourth place. Hesenius did outstanding individually. She went 5-2 in her seven matches. All five wins came via pin, and they only took a combined 7.5 minutes to get the job done. Hesenius worked pretty quickly in all but one. One of those matches went over 4 minutes, but everything else was pretty quick. And the two losses were by decision and major decision, so they went the distance for Kira Hesenius. As she fights well, goes 5-2 at the National Duels, at Twin Rivers National Duels in Des Moines, and her team places fourth in the gold bracket of the Iowa High School All-Star Team. Congrats to Hesenius on a strong showing there. Well, let's move on to some sports news, and it involves a changing of the guards for two of our more prominent softball programs in the area. We're first going to Western Plymouth County, where the Akron Westfield softball team will be under new leadership this coming summer, as the Akron Westfield Community School District is hiring Rachel Harris as the new head softball coach for the Westerners this season. Harris takes over for legendary head coach Todd Colt, who will go down as one of the best softball coaches in Iowa high school history. Colt won 660 games and lost just 90 in 21 seasons as the head coach of the Westerners, most recently last summer, and prior to that he was the head coach in 2021, taking over in 2002. He led the program to 6 state championships and 15 overall state tournament appearances. Akron Westfield is one of only 5 schools in Iowa history to win 6 or more state championships as a program, and Coach Colt is one of 4 coaches in Iowa high school history to win at least 6 state titles. Now, Harris has her own pedigree that's pretty strong as well. She previously was a softball coach, the head softball coach at Lamar's Community High School, where she led the Bulldogs for 5 seasons from 2015 to 2019. During that time, Lamar's won 80 games and was an appearer in the region final in 2017. And of course, Harris has some many ties to the Akron Westfield softball program. She was an outstanding Westerner softball player, part of the 2005 and 2006 state championship teams, which were the first two titles in school history. During those seasons, Harris recorded 69 hits as a junior in 2006 and 64 hits as a sophomore in 2005. Those two totals rank in the top 5 all-time in school history. Her 520 batting average as a sophomore is still the 4th best batting average in school history. Harris also had 5 hits in the 2007 state tournament quarterfinal win against Kemper Catholic, and that is still tied for an all-time state tournament record. Again, Rachel Harris of Akron Westfield is going to be the new head softball coach, replacing Todd Colt, who had that post for the better part of 2.5 decades. Congrats to Coach Colt on an outstanding season and career, and best of luck to Coach Harris moving forward here this summer. But we mentioned there are coaching jobs that have been changed, and the other one, we go to the east, where Remsen St. Mary's softball will be under new leadership this season as well, as sisters Erica and Samantha Bates will lead the Hawks softball team in the summer of 2025. The two co-coaches replace Monty Harpinaw, who led the Hawks to four straight state tournaments in just 5 years as Remsen St. Mary's head coach. The Hawks went 108-16 in that short time with Harpinaw at the helm. Both Bates sisters played softball at Woodbury Central, and the Wildcats had some pretty good teams, including in Erica Bates' junior year, where she was part of a Woodbury Central team that made the state tournament and finished in third place in Fort Dodge. She hit .372 that year with 8 extra base hits and drove in 30 runs. Samantha Bates, the younger of the two, hit .412 as a senior with 5 extra base hits and 16 runs batted in. She also only struck out 4 times at the plate for a Wildcat team that finished in the middle of the Western Valley Conference in 2022. Again, Remsen St. Mary's softball under new leadership as Erica and Samantha Bates will take over a program that has been to the state tournament in each of the last 4 years. Going to be a fun summer of high school softball in Plymouth County this year, and it gets started, would you believe, practice can get started here in just a couple of weeks. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. Hopefully, the weather does not play too much of a factor today. We'll start in girls golf in the Missouri Vir Activities Conference. Lamar's Community is home today as they take on Sioux City North and Sioux City West. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln also is home. They'll take on Bishop Heelan and Sergeant Bluff Luton. In boys golf today, Kingsley Pearson heads to Ottawa for the West Monona Open. In golf in general, in the War Eagle Conference, it is a girls' matchup as Hinton is at Remsen St. Mary's. The Hinton boys, they're heading to Shenandoah for the Mustang Golf invite. MMCRU hosts Harris Lake Park today. Galen Catholic takes on South O'Brien, and Trinity Christian is at West Sioux. Girls tennis today, Lamar's Community is at home to take on Sioux City West. It's Bishop Heelan at Sioux City North. Estherville Lincoln Central is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. In boys tennis, the Lamar's Community boys go on the road. They'll take on Sioux City West today. Sioux City North is at Bishop Heelan. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Estherville Lincoln Central. And Denison Schleswig is at Sioux City East. In girls soccer, Lamar's Community is home with an MRAC matchup against Sioux City North. Sioux City East is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. It's Bishop Heelan at Sioux City West, and Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In boys soccer today in the MRAC, Lamar's Community is on the road. They are at Sioux City North. It's Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln at Sioux City East. Sioux City West is at Bishop Heelan, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Finally, in track and field, one last opportunities to qualify for the Drake Relays. MMCRU heads to Holstein in action for a meet hosted by Ridgeview, the Russ Cry Relays. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes throughout the day. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.